There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for being a part of our program today. We appreciate you. We need you. And thank you for your support at the Power Hour. Remember, we're going to be talking this next hour about wheatgrass. Is there something that maybe you could be doing that you don't realize would be of incredible benefit to you? Well, I'll tell you. Excuse me. For the last couple of weeks, I drank a lot of wheatgrass. A lot of wheatgrass. And they add lemon and ginger to their wheatgrass and garlic. If it isn't tasty enough, I got to tell you. Anyway, we're going to be talking about that and fermentation with KK Folks in the next hour, so stay tuned for that. We were talking about the CIA that cannot use their NSA spy program. Well, the Internal Watchdog Report from 2009, newly released document from the CIA, their own internal watchdog, found that government's controversial warrantless surveillance and bulk data collection program was so sensitive that the agency was unable to make full use of its capabilities even after several years after the September 11th attacks. Initially, only top-level CIA officials were cleared on its use rather than rank-and-file CIA analysts and targeting officers. Means absolutely nothing to us other than total incompetence they want us to believe. After a cancer link is confirmed, the EPA now has doubled the herbicide use. EPA recently approved a doubling in the use of Dow Chemical's controversial new herbicide, Enlist Duo, a toxic mix of glyphosate, or Roundup, and a 2,4-D mix. That is so bad. Enlist Duo received the green light for use in 9 more key farming areas. Not good, ladies and gentlemen. Buy organic. Buy organic. I cannot stress that enough. Anyway, the EPA has given the go-ahead to spray the new herbicide on genetically engineered corn and soybeans in Arkansas, Kansas, Louisiana, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, and Oklahoma. It was previously approved only for use in Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Ohio, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. There's an article on HPV vaccines and the devastating legacies. If you would like to read it, go to the Power Hour News section or the email blast. And if you've not signed up for the email blast, what are you thinking? You get such good information, and it is absolutely no charge to you. Sign up for the email blast. Diet Pepsi is going to drop aspartame. It appears we were right. Well, the Associated Press had just reported that Pepsi is going to drop the artificial aspartame, sweetener aspartame, from Diet Pepsi because of customer feedback. If that were the end of the story, it'd be great news. But, well, they picked something that's kind of just as bad, sucralose. It's known as Splenda, and it's another lab-created sweetener with questionable human health effects. In pet news, is your middle-aged dog have this complex condition that requires medical treatment? It's called immune-mediated thrombocytopenia by Dr. Becker. It's primarily a disease of middle-aged dogs. Any breed can be affected, but primarily poodles, cocker spaniels, and Old English sheepdogs. You can learn about it in the email blast. And final news, we're going to be talking in the third hour, like I said, about H5N2. More concerns about what's happening in bird flu arena. We'll be back with KK Folks joining us. We're going to talk about fermentation and love it, wheatgrass. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. We'll be right back.
it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing, and that might just be drinking wheatgrass. KK Folks is going to join us. She was a longtime student of Ann Wigmore, who is probably the most well-known person for promoting wheatgrass, pioneer of the wheatgrass and the living food diet. And for 25 years ago, KK attended the Ann Wigmore Institute in Boston. In 1989, she began growing wheatgrass commercially in Salt Lake City, Utah, and maintained a greenhouse there until 1995. Since that time, she's helped her children with an online business involving wheatgrass, sprouts, and organic seeds of all kinds. She's been a vegan for 21 years and is transitioning to an all-raw diet. KK, thank you so much for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Well, Joyce, thank you. I'm so glad to be on.
Well,
I'm just excited about there's some new information about not just the grasses, but what is found in raw food that helps people. I know that like Ann Wigmore, her living food diet started it all out, I feel like. But there was another man in 1935 named Charles Schnabel that really, I think, is known as the father of wheatgrass. And he pretty much started, he popularized it. He would gather it and harvest it, and he turned it into a powder. and people all over the United States were getting it from the drugstore, and even medical doctors were using it. And he found that it had so many vitamins and everything that the body needed to stay healthy. He had all. He had seven children. He had all of his children on it. And a little bit later, Ann Wigmore in the 1940s, 50s, she found. I think she kind of found out on her own, but she also used a lot of the research that he had done to, you know, find out more about it.
Well, you know, I would tell my listeners that I spent 2 weeks at Gary Null's ranch in Texas. Dr. Gary Null, who has written over 60 books on health, he is quite well known. And we, of course, drank wheatgrass. And I've got to tell you, there were racks and racks and racks of wheatgrass growing down there, laying in the sun, waiting to be harvested. And it was interesting because the chickens and the guinea hens kept coming over and eating what we thought was the wheatgrass. And so we kept shooing them away, and then they realized that they were eating the snails out of the wheatgrass, so they let them stay there and eat out of the wheatgrass. But they had just, I mean, I cannot tell you how many containers of wheatgrass were growing there. What is it? What is it about wheatgrass? I mean, why? Give us some kind of concrete information on why is wheatgrass so good for people?
Well, basically, I think that it's filled with light. And there's a man out here who did some research on it, and he found that, well, it was already pretty well known that it takes up more minerals than any other plant. It takes up 92 of the minerals that are in the table of minerals. And each one of those minerals has a different reflective light. In other words, the color spectrum of it. Every single mineral has a different color spectrum. And so these light, as filled with light as it is, there's been some new research done, and there's a man named, it started out in Germany, and there was a man named Gerwich that discovered what he called mitogenic rays. And then a man later came, and this has happened about 15 to 18 years ago, named Fritz Albert Popp, and he discovered that these mitogenic rays were actually biophotons. Now, if you know what a photon is, it's actually a little particle of light that you don't see, but it's all of the photons that are in the atmosphere make up the light that come from the sun. And so when you, like, if you go outside, these, and even if you're, when you're inside, you're just bombarded with these photons, and they come streaming through your body. And this is one of the things that gives you energy. But what Fritz Albert Popp found out, he found out that there's not just these photons that come from the sun, but they're actually photons that are in the foods that we eat. And he felt that the way to get these photons was not to cook your food, to eat raw. And what this man, he's in Logan. He's at the university out here in Utah. I cannot think of his name. We have an article that I can send to you if you want to read it. And it's got the picture of every mineral that's in wheatgrass and the color ray that it sends out. But so Fritz Albert Popp said that, here's what he said about the photon, the biophoton, he calls it, rather than just a regular photon that comes from the sun, it's the biophoton that comes from the plant. And he said when you eat a plant in its natural state, these biophotons are organizers, and what they do is they organize the other photons that come through your body from the sun. And he said that this is the basis of health. And if you eat a living food diet, and Miss Ann Wigmore pretty much proved this, in her institute, you get these, you just get so many the biophotons that you get begin to organize the photons in your body and give you the energy to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was he pretty much tied it all up. He found out why plants are healing to people in their natural state, if you eat them in their natural state. And so I think he pretty much proved what Ann Wigmore did, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's a biophysicist, and so he took it to the ultimate degree in proving that this is what actually happens in the body. So, anyway, that's pretty much what has happened just in the last 15 to 18 years.
Interesting.
And it's brought more knowledge to people. No.
Chlorophyll is the first product of light and therefore contains more light energy than any other food element or chlorophyll. And chlorophyll is 70% of what is in wheatgrass. And it's really important to be a blood builder. And like you said, to heal people. That is why, of course, Gary Knoll's ranch was doing wheatgrass, because they were interested in turning around people's health conditions and turning around their weaknesses. And so the very fact that is up to, that wheatgrass is up to 70% chlorophyll is really important. It contains crude chlorophyll, and it can be taken orally, or it can be used, like we know, in a colon implant. I think they do that at some facilities around the country also. It's antibacterial. It can be used inside and outside the body, and it's found to have over 100 elements needed by man. I mean, that's just phenomenal that one thing can offer that much, and it helps to purify the liver and neutralize toxins in the body. Now, explain, if you would, what goes into growing the wheatgrass and having your own wheatgrass at home, which, you know, you can buy the kit, then you can buy wheat and you can redo or regrow your own wheatgrass over and over again. Explain about the wheatgrass kit that the Power Hour offers from you.
Okay, well, it has 5 trays in it. And it just has some extra trays. Most people start out growing one tray at a time. And I'll just tell you how to grow one tray of wheatgrass.
Okay.
So get your tray, and the soil comes in the kit, and put in 1 inch of soil into the bottom of the tray. And then take your seed, and I just put mine in a bowl, and it's pre-measured. You take 1 pound of seed, and you put it in a bowl, and you cover it with water, and you let it sit probably about 10 hours. And then after 10 hours, you dump the water out of it and just cover it with a wet paper towel. And I just leave it in the bowl and let it sit there on the counter for 24 hours. And then at the end of 24 hours, there's a little bitty white tail on the end of the wheatgrass seed. And so then you take that and you spread it right over the top of the soil. And then what I do is I just cover that seed that has, you know, barely been sprouted, cover it with 4 layers of paper towels, just thick paper towels. And then I just take that tray and put it on my sink, and I have a spray thing on my sink, and I just spray it back and forth and water the paper and water it, and keep watering until the water drips through the seed, drips through the soil, and drips from the bottom of the tray. And then you put that tray into a tray with no holes. It's just so that it won't drip all over your house. And so then you've got, you just let it sit on your kitchen counter, and you don't want to put it in a real hot place. Just keep it cool. And let it sit there keeping the paper towels wet. Usually you might have to water the paper towels once or twice a day. And then in about 3 days, 3 to 4 days, the grass will push the paper towels up about 1 inch. And so then you take the paper towels off, and then you water back and forth, with the spray over your sink.
Okay, we got to go to a break. We'll be back with the rest of the story on wheatgrass, how to grow wheatgrass. It's all in the kit, Organic Wheatgrass Growing Kit, available to Power Mall. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this four-minute break.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Four minutes after the hour, we're talking to KK Folks about wheatgrass today. There's no question that it is incredibly beneficial. That part is already taken care of. Enough research has been done. And she's telling us how to do the wheatgrass, how to grow it. And we were at the point of it growing through the paper towels or growing up in the paper towels. And then what do you do, KK?
Okay, so you've kept your paper towels wet. And so the grass in about 3 to 4 days will push the paper towels up 1 inch, and then you take the paper towels off and water the grass. I just put mine over my sink, water it back and forth, that sprayer, until it drips from the bottom. And then you just set it on wherever you're going to put it. Don't put it in a hot window or anything like that. It needs light, but just light coming in a window in your kitchen is all it really needs. And you just want to keep it. Wheatgrass does a lot better if you keep it cool. And so from that point on, you just water it once a day. I just put it on my sink and water it once a day. And in about in a total of about 10 days, you've got a 6 to 7 inch grass. And then you just cut what you need every day and juice what you need. And then a lot of people, well, some people, if they think they're going to be out of town for a while, they'll cut it all and make juice and then freeze it in little cubes in their refrigerator. But basically, it's better if you cut it. I just cut what I need and juice it, and then the next day I cut some more and juice it. Mm-hmm. And then if you can keep it going, you know, it is so powerful. The thing about it is that wheatgrass is real high in all living foods that haven't been cooked are real high in enzymes. And so enzymes transfer the energy that's in the grass to the energy of your body. And what it does, it vitalizes the cells of your body so much that all of a sudden they, you know, people who've been on just a typical American diet all their lives, the cells of their body are just not real strong and not real vital. But whenever you start taking wheatgrass, and that's why you have to only start with 1 ounce a day when you first start, is because it begins to vitalize you, the cells of your body so much
mm-hmm.
that they just come alive and they start dumping toxins that may have accumulated there for 10, 20, 30, or 40 years. And so as these toxins come through your bloodstream, you're not going to feel so well the first week or two because of the. So it's important to drink lots of water. And it's, you know, important not to try to drink too much wheatgrass at first. But then you can gradually go up to 2 ounces or more. If you have something seriously wrong with you, you probably might want to drink more than that. But people who just want to energize their life just, you know, normally drink 2 ounces a day from then on. So,
and I cannot say... Yeah, it's easy to grow. It's very easy to grow. And I watch them putting out trays after trays every day. And it is very easy to grow, very easy to handle. It's very inexpensive. You get your wheat seed and you're just like in business. And you can get these trays in the wheatgrass kit. There's 5 of them that come in the wheatgrass kit, the wheatgrass growing kit. It gives you not only the 5 trays, but 5 pounds of wheatgrass seed. 2 bags of organic growing mix, the supply of azomite that's got 67 major and trace elements in it, and the wheatgrass sprouts, microgreens, and the living food diet book, and the instructions. So you can get that by calling 877-817-9829. It's $44.95. 877-817-9829, and within about 10 days, you're going to have your wheatgrass, and it will produce up to about 90 ounces of wheatgrass, and that is a lot of wheatgrass, I'm telling you. I think the most I got up to was 3 per day, and they put theirs in ice cubes, and people like to chew it, so they would freeze it, and people would chew it, and they added garlic and ginger to it. I'm sorry?
That's interesting that they added that. You know, wheatgrass is not, it's so sickeningly sweet that a lot of people can't tolerate it. But I just want to tell you, and I know that you have this, you can do a barley grass. Some people cannot tolerate the taste of wheatgrass. And I feel, with the experience that I've had with people who've been on wheatgrass and been on barley grass, I don't know whether Gary Noel grows barley grass down where he is or not.
No, no.
But barley is almost as powerful as wheatgrass, and it has different constituents.
That'd be interesting. That would be okay. We got to go to a break. We got a 3-minute break. We'll be back with KK Folks after this 3-minute break. This is the Power Hour with Joyce Riley.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us, caring about your world and caring about your body. Treat your body like a temple, not a dumpster. And one of the ways to really get detoxified fast is with wheatgrass. And we're talking to KK Folks about that today. Let me just also remind you, Rosie's got a lot of specials over at the Power Mall. Some really neat gift packages. The Nutty Package is a value of $50 for only $35, and it contains palm oil, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, and two really cool ceramic bowls. It's really a nice package. It would look great for Mother's Day. Really, really nice. And these are only as they last. And then there's a popcorn topping package that is a $76 value for only $59, and it contains the palm oil, which gives the popcorn that really cool buttery look and taste, nutritional yeast, Mediterranean seafood rub organic, and white cheddar cheese blend organic, and a pitcher. It is a gorgeous Victoria ceramic pitcher. And then there's a stainless steel cocktail shaker, that comes, and it's, by the way, it's a really good one. It's 18-8 stainless steel shaker, cocktail shaker, that you can use for your smoothie. And it has also the book Green Smoothie Diet, More Smoothies for Life, the Apple Berry Power Shake, and then it comes with the cocktail shaker. So those are available. And that is a $95 value for $70. And then the Oneida Steak Knife with wooden handle. Now, if you've seen these at Outback Steakhouse, those are the knives I believe they use at Outback Steakhouse. And they retail for about $11 each, and you get two of them free with every $100 order. So give us a call if you have unlimited minutes, 573-378-6049, 573-378-6049. Or call or go to thepowermall.com. And also, get your wheatgrass kit and try it. At least try it. It's not at all difficult. Very easy to do wheatgrass sprouting and to make your own juice. But you will need something special, and that is a wheatgrass juicer, because that is not something you're going to want to do in your blender or in your other juicer. I found out the hard way. And it is a Hurricane manual stainless steel wheatgrass juicer. And explain to us about the need for this wheatgrass juicer, would you please, KK?
Well, the best way to get the energy from grass is to get it directly into your bloodstream within 20 minutes. And a lot of people think that, oh, they'll put it in their blender and blend it, but if you blend it, your body still has to deal with the fiber, and so it takes longer for the juice to go into your bloodstream. And so if you take the juice, separate the fiber from the juice, and drink it, you're supposed to drink it within 6 minutes, then it goes directly into your bloodstream within 20 minutes. And everybody that's done any research on it says that it's better to separate it from the fiber. And so this is what this little hand crank juicer does.
Right. So if you're going to do wheatgrass, you want to get the benefits from it. And like she said, 6 minutes, that's not that much time. So there is this manual stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, and it's $145.19, and you can call the Power Mall and get that also. But it's a very lightweight, easy to operate. You can put it in the dishwasher, and it mounts to your countertop. You just put the wheatgrass through it, and it will take the wheatgrass and the barley grass. And it juices about an ounce per minute, an ounce per minute. So I would encourage you to get that. Now, the other reason you don't want to put through your other juicer is because it will sometimes it will ruin the motor in the engine. Do you want to explain that to the listeners?
Well, they do have electric juicers now that pretty much are able to deal with wheatgrass. The thing is, a lot of people that already had these high-speed juicers at 5,000 rotations per minute, those are the kind of juicers that will not take wheatgrass. But they have now developed some electric juicers that rotate 80 rotations per minute, just like if you were hand-cranking it. But they're real expensive, and, you know, if you want to spend that much money, you can get quality juice from them now.
Okay.
Used to,
yep.
You couldn't.
Yeah, but be careful, because I can't remember what it was. Oh, I'll tell you what it was. It's the juicer that I have, the one that, I can't think of the name of it. The one that Gerson.
Gerson.
Yeah. That.
Do you have the Norwalk juicer?
Yeah, yeah. And
oh,
I trust
that is very labor intensive though too, you know.
It is. And I used it in the Norwalk, and I almost ruined the motor in the Norwalk. So just be careful.
That? You did?
Yeah.
I would think that it's developed for that. You know, it's supposed to be developed for that.
Yeah, and I don't know what I did, but somehow it got in anyway. It didn't, it was started smelling really badly, and that was not a good sign. I mean, it started smelling real hot, so I don't do that in there anymore. But be that as it may, a wheatgrass juicer is the best way to do it, especially one that is just simply hand crank is the best way to do it, I think, anyway.
Well, I certainly think if you're worried about at some point losing electricity, you know, there's one thing you can do with a hand crank juicer. If times get so bad that there's no food or anything, you can go out and juice the grass out in the field. Pretty much, if you know what it is, there's some weeds, I think, that you probably have to know how to identify the weeds to know which ones to do, but you can stay alive with that. You know,
that's a very good point, to take what's in the ground and to juice it. That is really a good point. You know, one of the things that I was given the job of doing down there was cutting the wheatgrass for the juice. And they told me the way to do it, you know, it's about 6 to 7 inches tall, was to cut into the white part of it at the bottom or where it comes out. And I don't know, that's just what they told me to do there, but I cut it into the white part and then you lay it all in a row. And it makes it easier to put it into your juicer later on. But I cut up lots and lots of wheatgrass down there for all the people that were staying there.
Were you on a raw food diet while you were there?
It wasn't totally raw. Gary Null has some cooked food. So, some cooked food. And it's kind of like a mixture of the Gerson, you know, where they use potatoes and soups and things like that.
Of the Gerson and the Ann Wigmore. She used 100% living food.
Now, have you gone living foods now?
I'm trying. I'm working on it. It's been one of the hardest things I've ever done. A lot of
Has it really?
You know? Well, I just, sometimes when you're eating 100% raw, you just have a kind of a hungry feeling.
Yeah.
Once you get into it and you've done it for quite some time, you can do it quite easily, but I don't know. I've been working for 20 years trying to get 100% raw. I can do probably 85% and just be happy, you know. But when I'm on 100%, sometimes I just feel like I just need a little more something. You know, maybe that Gerson was right on that.
Well, I don't know, but I do think that especially during the winter time, it's very helpful. Now, having been vegan for 2 weeks now, I really feel the difference. I, you know, fought against it. And in fact, I got to tell everybody, I bought a quarter of a beef before I left to go down to the Gary Null ranch. I bought a quarter of a beef because I thought, because my doctor had said, you really need meat. And so I said, okay, I will do it. And now I have a quarter of a beef I'm not going to be eating. So, and it's grass fed.
There's a book out called, it's by T. Tolan Campbell. And the China study he talks about, I'm sure you've read that. But
it's very impressive.
About, you know, people who have cancer just absolutely must eliminate meat from their diet, you know.
And I'm convinced now.
The medical people don't study nutrition, and so they're pretty much, I don't know, it's just a lot of them are now.
I'm convinced now. I'm convinced now that meat is a no-no. I am convinced that meat and dairy and cutting out all of that is absolutely a must to get well, especially from cancer and fourth-stage cancer also. I wanted to also talk about the culinary herb garden kit and the indoor culinary herb garden kit that has 12 culinary herb seeds and different packets of things like parsley, thyme, cilantro, coriander, lemon, basil, dill. If you've never done your herbs before, this is a good way to get started. And it's $34.99, and it's a starter kit along with an herbal tea garden, herb garden kit that's $37.99. These would make excellent things for Christmas presents. And the medicinal herb garden starter kit available at the Power Mall also. Anything you want to add on those items, KK?
I think that having an herb garden is a wonderful thing because I don't know, who knows when we'll ever, you know, there'll be a time when we won't be able to get medication, I guess, of any kind. But, you know, I was going to talk a little bit about gut health. You know, that's a really important thing. And this little fermenter that you wanted me to talk about.
Yes, yes. Let's talk about the jar fermenter, because why does one need this, and how do you use it?
Well, for one thing is you can buy a big pot, a fermenting pot, and you can ferment in that. Like, it's like 5 liters, though. That's a lot. I mean, that costs you $129. I don't know what you have this little fermenter listed for, but $20-something dollars. You can get one of these little jar top fermenters, and you can just make one half gallon or one quart at a time with this little fermenter. And it's stainless steel. Parts of it are made out of a real lightweight plastic. It's a food grade plastic. And you just have, what you do is you just chop up your, and some people have these boards where you slice things. And so you very thin slices cut up green cabbage, and try to get organic because it has more of the acidophilus in it, you know, it's than cabbage that's been sprayed. So because the pesticides and things that they put out sometimes kill part of the acidophilus, so it's better to use organic cabbage if you can get it. Though we've made sauerkraut with inorganic cabbage, and it tastes just really good. But anyway, you just get, I have a half gallon jar, mason jar, and that's what you have to have. You have to have a wide mouth mason jar for it to fit on. And so it has a little screw. So what you do is you chop up your cabbage real fine, and then you can put in different spices, like you can put in dill. You can put in juniper berries, caraway seed, just garlic. You can spice it up to your taste. Or you can just make it plain. And then what you do, before you put it into the jar, you've got to either massage it to get the juices started, or you can what they call a kraut pounder. You can just get a wooden hammer and beat on it until the juice, separate some of the juice from the actual, from the cabbage. And so then you stuff it into this jar and make sure that there's enough juice that you've gotten squeezed out of it that covers, and this is called wild fermentation. There's other things you can add. You can use a starter on it. But I think the easiest way is called wild fermentation. And you just put this into the jar, making sure that the liquid comes up even with the top of the cabbage. And then you save out 2 big leaves, and you put that on top of the cabbage just to cover it. And then you just screw this little top lid on, and it's got a little, thing that comes up out of it that you fill up with water, and this water keeps it allows the air, because when you ferment something, you've got a lot of air coming off of it all the time, and so you can't just put it in a jar and screw down the top, because if you did, this air that builds up in it would make your jar pop open or break. And so this what this little jar thing at the top, the little plastic vial at the top does, after you fill it, and you fill it full of water, it lets the bubbles out. And so it's really easy. In about a week to 2 weeks, you have sauerkraut. And the thing, I don't know, I know you've heard of Dr. Mercola, what he did, he thought, this probiotics, people have just become enchanted, or think that probiotics, that it's necessary for gut health, the probiotics. And so what Dr. Mercola found out was that in 2 ounces of sauerkraut, you can get at least in anywhere from 4 to 6 ounces of sauerkraut. And you just, when you start out, you just, it's kind of like drinking 1 ounce of wheatgrass. You just start out with a little bitty bit of it every day. And then you build up. But you don't want to detox too fast. But what it does, it puts the correct, the good bacteria back into your colon. And there's a lot of positives about it, what it does for you. But he found out that there's 10 trillion in about 3 to 4 to 6 maybe ounces of wheat, of sauerkraut, versus if you like buy a probiotic, you might be getting billions. But if you take sauerkraut every day, you're getting trillions of these probiotics, of good bacteria, which is mostly Acidophilus, but different kinds of Acidophilus. So that kind of gives you an idea of what I can tell you some of the benefits.
Let me just add that that making your own sauerkraut, first of all, tastes unbelievable. It is so good. It is so, I mean, you have to like sauerkraut. I mean, it's not going to make you like sauerkraut if you don't like sauerkraut, but the taste of it is just incredible. Now, I've got 2 containers of sauerkraut, great big huge containers that I've had for 2 years now in my cabinet that I haven't opened yet. And I don't know if they're still good or not. I'm going to check them and see. But I understand that it can last a long time once you've made your own sauerkraut. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with KK Folks. And they had us drink sauerkraut juice also, which is so good for your stomach. We'll be back. 3 minutes. Joyce Riley. Stay tuned.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Let me remind you that anything to do with sprouting is on sale today. That means the three-part mix, the five-part mix, turtle beans, buckwheat groats, lentil, garbanzo, wheat, quinoa. Everything is on special at the Power Mall. That has to do with sprouting. Also, the books and even chia seeds, the black chia seeds and the white chia seeds. And I'll tell you, we ate a lot of chia seeds in the food when I was gone the last 2 weeks also. And then, of course, the wheatgrass growing kit, which you can get and save a little bit of money if you buy the hurricane juicer with it, and the culinary herb garden, the herbal tea garden, and the medicinal herb garden starter kit available at the Power Mall, and the easy sprout powder that we have if you want to some help in sprouting. I've used it a lot, and it's really excellent to use, the easy sprouter. And then, or if you just want the lid, the sprouting lid that goes over your mason jar, that's on sale for $3.77. The jar top fermenter that KK was talking about is $18.89 on special. $18.89. That will be going off special if you want to get the jar fermenter at the Power Mall. 877-817-9829. You know, I don't think that we can oversell the importance of sprouting. I don't think people understand what happens when you sprout something that goes up, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40 times the food value in it when it's sprouted versus not sprouted. Do you want to speak to that, KK?
Well, you know that organic produce is really getting expensive. In a lot of places, you cannot even get it. And the thing is that the sprouts are so brand new. They're like, they're just loaded. They've done studies on certain sprouts and saying that they're sometimes 600 times more vitamins in young little baby sprouts than there are in maybe produce that's been sitting on the shelf for a week. And I just have heard lately that there's so many people that have educated themselves about this that less and less, there are more and more people buying organic produce now. And so there's a shortage and beginning to be a shortage of it because there's so much demand for it. And the thing about it is if you have a couple of different kind of sprouters that you can just make in one area of your kitchen and just like have your own little kitchen garden, you can buy these sprouting seeds for so much less than you have to pay for organic produce at the grocery store, and it's just so easy to do. You can have sprouts in 3 to 4 days, and you can keep rotate and keep them going all the time, and they're delicious. Mm-hmm. You can add them to your smoothies. That's what I do. I have two different kinds of sprouts that I use, and I use fenugreek is one. I don't know whether you have that on your website or not.
Right, we do. Uh-huh.
Oh, you do? I use it for memory because I'm 74 years old, and I don't know, about 3 or 4 years ago, my short-term memory started getting worse. Sometimes I couldn't remember things, and so I just started sprouting fenugreek, and I use it every day in my smoothie, and my memory is improved. I don't know, after talking to me today, you might think it's good, but it's improved. It has massively improved.
Excellent.
So what I do is I also grow the five-part salad mix, and so I sometimes to the store and get this organic spinach or arugula. And so I use that plus the two different kinds of sprouts that I sprout. And I make Rejuvelac, and I use that as my liquid. And then I put lemon juice in there. If you put lemon juice in your smoothie, it keeps your produce from oxidizing.
And oh, interesting. So I didn't know that.
Half of an avocado.
Okay, we got to go to the break. We'll be right back. 1 minute, 10 seconds. Stay tuned.